From deep inside the Death Star, I'm Chad Beter.
And I'm Jorge Novillo.
And welcome to Defrag Tools. We're back with Jorge for one more week here with MXA Media Experience Analyzer. Last week we talked about how to diagnose audio glitches when you're playing back media and the audio's not quite sounding right or cutting out or whatever. And this week, maybe a little video glitch thing, right?
That's right. Drives me nuts every time I see it or hear it.
Yeah.
So let's give some context about the scenario. We're talking about audio and video playback.
Yep.
Could be in local, you know, local playback scenario. Could be something, you know, a movie that you paid for. Mm-hmm. You want to watch this on a Friday
Netflix or whatever. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So let's listen to and watch what a glitchy experience sounds and looks like.
Sure. And, you know, I think probably everybody out there has seen this.
Yeah, not something you'd really want to pay for.
Not fun.
No. Not at all.
If I was in a theater, I'd want my money back.
Exactly. All right, so let's... So in the first episode, we talked about how to collect the trace.
Yeah,
episode
149. If people want to go back, here's how you actually collect the trace that we're about to look at.
Yep. Yeah. So once you have the trace, you install Media Experience Analyzer. Just search Bing for Media Experience Analyzer if you haven't installed it already. You can launch an elevated command prompt and navigate to the C Program Files Media Experience Analyzer folder.
And you want to set your symbol path.
That's right. So we're going to set symbol path first.
Handy,
we've already done
dandy,
that.
Script that comes with it to do that.
Then we're going to load the trace in XA by typing in XA minus I, stands for input, and then the path to the ETL file that was collected during a repro of the problem.
Easy enough.
Yeah, so once you load it, you're not sure, probably sure what data sets to drag over to these panels.
Yeah,
because
you get a
there's
big blank
tons of data sets
with all kinds of stuff, and you're like, what do I do now?
Exactly, so the first step in all glitch analysis is to really identify the location in the trace where the problems exist, right?
Right.
So to do that, I'm going to start out by clearing out all these windows just to get a fresh canvas here. I'm going to hit Control-N.
Create some panels.
Create a couple new empty panels here. All right, so step one, like I mentioned, is to figure out what part of the trace the video is glitching. So let's drag and drop the video glitches data set over here. Video glitch data set is underneath the media node. Mm-hmm. So another, so we can see here that the video glitches in this case, they were happening about every 11 seconds, 10 or 11 seconds. Yep. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of an interesting pattern, right? The other interesting data set right below video glitch data set is the video glitch severity. Actually,
okay.
Let me click up here. There we go. So what video glitch severity is it tells you, it's plotting the number of frames that each glitch was late by. So, right, not all glitches are created equal.
Right.
Some glitches are worse than other glitches.
Okay.
So let me show you a representation here. So if we were to look at this video glitch, for example, over here, I'm going to hit Shift so I can freeze the contents of the properties data viewer. And then I'm going to zoom in over here so you can see what I'm talking about. So here we go. We have the video glitch frame event.
Mm-hmm.
And this property in the payload called frames late is essentially how severe it was.
How bad a glitch it was. So, okay. So if it's one frame late, then you've just missed 1/60th of a second or whatever.
Yeah.
But if it's two, well, now it's 1/30th of a second, right?
Yeah, so in the case of most content, right, most of the content's either 24 or 30 frames per second, right?
Okay.
Streaming content online, if you're just doing like YouTube or something, it's typically 30 frames per second.
Yeah.
If you're streaming Netflix or some other film, it's usually 24.
Right, makes sense.
So, so if you're two frames late, you're watching 24 frames per second content, you're hitting about 48, 50 milliseconds of no updates.
Which is certainly noticeable.
Yeah, to me it is.
Yeah.
So to visualize the severity so that you can quickly zoom into the part of the trace where there's most the glitches are the most severe, we have this video glitch severity data set. I'm going to drag that over here. So on the y-axis, we're essentially plotting that frames late property that I just showed you. Right?
I see.
So right here, we could see that frames late is 5.
And that's a pretty bad glitch.
Yeah, 5 frames is noticeable.
Sure.
All right, so let's zoom into that part of the trace since we know that is the worst glitch in the trace. And one common cause of video glitches is that there's something causing the graphics driver to not refresh the screen on the expected cadence that you know we expect. So most screens are 60 hertz, right? Mm-hmm. We talked last week or 2 weeks ago about the low refresh rate feature for saving power.
48 hertz playback kind of thing, yeah.
Exactly. But we expect it to be either 48 hertz or a multiple of the frame rate of the content or to be 60 hertz.
Right.
So let's see what's going on. And to do that, we have a data set called under the GPU node. It's called DX VSync ISR and DPC Cadence. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and drag this guy into a panel. Okay, so when you first drag some of the data sets into a panel, you don't see much, right?
There's some line
at the bottom. So there's two ways to get to that view quickly, and I'll show you those right now. So the first, the easiest way is to hit this grave accent.
Grave accent, the tilde key, the little backwards apostrophe.
On my keyboard, it's right to the left of, just to the left of the number one button.
Upper left of the most keyboards. So I'm not sure about it, every international keyboard layout, but at least in US keyboards, it's the upper left.
That's right. So let's click it. And when we do that, what it's doing is it's auto resizing the Y axis so that you can see, right? There must be a couple events in the beginning or end of the trace that were much higher, and that's why the trace didn't load looking like this. Okay, so we immediately see a pattern here, right? Let me close the glitch severity data set so we have more real estate here. So we see a pattern here where when we have the glitch events fired by the Media Engine pipeline, we also see there's this weird spike in the DX VSync or ISR and DPC VSync cadence.
Right.
So let's talk a little bit about the meaning of this data set.
Okay.
So we mentioned that we expect the screen to be refreshing every 60 times a second, right?
If you have a 60 hertz LCD. Assuming this is 60 hertz, sure. Yeah.
Exactly. So you see most of the time when we're not glitching, it's around 16 something milliseconds because these values are in nanoseconds.
Okay.
So let's just go down here.
So that seems about right for 60 hertz. You would have to do the math, but you know, I think we did the math a couple weeks ago and we figured out that Yeah,
so you see here, time from last. This is the event we're looking at right here.
I see. So this is...
So 16.6 milliseconds, right? These numbers are nanoseconds. So if we take calculator and do 1 divided by 60, and then multiply it by 1,000 to get milliseconds, we can see it's 16.6 milliseconds.
Which is what we see, sure.
Yeah, so when it's when the screen is refreshing at this cadence of 60 hertz or 16.6 milliseconds, there's no video glitches up here. But let me use the scroll button on the mouse here to zoom out. And let's go back into one of these glitches here.
Oh,
we can see, we can see something here. It goes way off the chart.
Yeah.
And so what's happening here is it's jumping from 16.6 milliseconds up to 32 milliseconds, which means it's essentially skipping a VSync, yeah.
Oh, okay.
And so in this case, what we would do is follow up with the IHV that owns the graphics driver. I'm sure there's a couple other things you can do within MXA to look deeper into the call stacks in the graphics stack here to figure out, you know, if you have symbols resolved, you could figure out, okay, what are they doing, right?
Right.
And so this is a very common cause of video glitches. I've seen another case study before a few times where there's double VSyncs. Double VSyncs are where the VSyncs are the VSync event is fired two times in a very short amount of time. So we may do a case study on that in the future.
So in this case, then, we would say that this is something we would just have to talk to the graphics driver vendor about and have them look at this and understand why the VSyncs aren't happening on the right schedule.
Exactly. Yep. Very and we've cool. seen this all several times, many times, and you know, we go back and forth and iterate and get new drops of the driver and retest them. And 9 out of 10 times, our friends in the IHV land help us out and give us a fix.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. So VSync cadence. Sounds great.
Yeah.
All right. Well, so now we've covered last week we did a little audio glitch analysis. This week a little video glitch analysis. So a lot of cool stuff you can do in this media scenario with MXA in terms of narrowing down where these glitches are coming from and the source of the problem.
So, yeah.
And people, if you're out there watching a Channel 9 video, maybe ours, and it's glitching, you can go ahead and run this trace and send it to us and we'll figure out why. All right. Well, so that's our show for this week. Thanks for watching. As always, if you have questions or comments, put them in the show notes down below or email us at defragtools@microsoft.com. We'll see you next week.